All right, we're back for another episode. So today we're on episode 11. So last episode, we explored how AI isn't replacing your roles, but it's helping enhance them, especially when users understand how to utilize it. Today, we're going to be talking about why your people, your staff, are becoming your most powerful marketing asset on social media. So people connect with people, and in a sea of polished brand content, audiences crave that real, authentic, behind-the-scenes glimpses and personalities that they can trust and connect with. So, with this, all social media platforms favor authenticity. Content that feels raw, unpolished, and human-like tends to perform better than overly curated marketing when it comes to TikTok, Instagram Reels, and like YouTube Shorts. And I think TikTok and Instagram Reels have really shifted audience expectations. The viewers, they want that connection. They don't want commercials or ads or buy my product. They want to know what you're doing on your day-to-day life, you know? What are you wearing? They want to be a part of your community, not just a consumer.
That's right. And I think the whole TikTok thing has completely changed how people are marketing products and services now anyway. And people now expect, you know, to actually be able to see their brands and that on places like TikTok and YouTube and things like that as well, you know, because it does, you know, bring, make the brand more real life, the people, you know, real people are using it, and people can connect with just normal people rather than the commercial aspect of what you see on TV.
Yeah. And I think when, you know, you're posting those, you know, day in my life as an employee at, say, Fate the Label, then, yeah, they have that connection of, oh, you know, I do that too in the morning. Oh, I want to watch them, you know. And then when you're, as a fashion brand, when you're doing those, you know, what I'm wearing today or what I'm wearing in the office, and you make it a series, then people see how you're styling your own pieces. They end up wanting to, you know, have that style as well. And I think it's a great way to sell your products organically rather than just focusing on ads and that as well.
Yeah, that's true. And I think as well, because people can see, you know, the team in the background packing the stuff. I mean, it's not just about e-commerce. I mean, even in like B2B, you know, if you show people what's actually happening in the background while they're executing on strategy and things like that, who's doing what, what, you know, how did they get the results for me? You know, because we've had that before, Chloe, you know, where our clients, they don't understand what we are doing. Even if you explained it to them, what we were doing, they probably wouldn't understand it anyway. So I think actually having something, some visual cues, you know, this is what we're doing and why we're doing it and et cetera, really helps. Yeah.
Helps understanding.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So we have a few examples of these. So the first one is Fate the Label by Brittany. So her staff are regularly appearing on TikToks, showing their outfits, packing orders, answering customer questions in a fun way. And it really makes you feel like you're part of their team, you're part of their community, and you're not just a consumer or a buyer. And another one is Remy by Riley. So they do the same. They show behind the scenes moments, staff trying on pieces, and it just shows you that it's not just about the product. It's about being part of something real that's happening.
That's right, 100%. And again, it's about people seeing what's happening in the background and them like resonating with the people that's trying these things on, because that's what people do when they go and buy, you know, new garments and things like that, you know, as they want to try them on. So, and I think as well, in some sort of cases, like back in the day where a lot of e-commerce websites were kind of faceless, you know, we're moving away from that faceless kind of environment now, you know. And in actual fact, even like on LinkedIn, in terms of B2B, you know, there's this new thing called like founder-led growth that people are talking about, you know? And that's all about the founder and the CEO being up there and, you know, doing what we are doing right now and talking about, you know, things that, like helpful things and educational things to actually help grow the business. Because, you know, and back in the day, the CEO and the founder were always in the background, you know, it was always the front end, the frontline staff that dealt with things. But if you take, if you look at, say, Alex Hormozi versus acquisition.com, you know, Alex Hormozi has just over 733,000 people connect, following him on LinkedIn. Now compare that to only...
And I think on Instagram he has about 2.4 million or more than that.
And if you compare that to the company page on LinkedIn, which has 44,000, there's a massive disconnect where people follow the people in the business, you know, the visionary, if you like, rather than the actual company itself. And this is absolutely totally true, even within TikTok and things like that as well. People want to resonate with the people that are actually out there putting their head above the pulpit, if you like, and actually helping other people drive things forward.
Yeah. So there's lots of benefits of putting your staff at the forefront and founders as well getting in there. So the first one is it builds trust and loyalty. So as we already said, audiences trust people more than logos. They're seeing the humans behind the brand and it builds that emotional connection. The second one is it creates relatability. So when your audiences see staff who look like them, act like them, and share similar stories, your engagement will increase because there's that commonality between the audience and the staff.
That's right.
And the third one is it increases your content output. So you're not relying on one person or one founder or one content creator to create all this content. Your staff can share those daily moments between them all. And that makes it more valuable and engaging. And again, we have some examples of these ones. Now, all these examples are also Australian influencers. So they're all people who are constantly creating content for their personal channels and weaving that into their work and all that sort of stuff is highly beneficial for both the content creator and the business. So the example is All For Mimi. So this is Sofas Dofas company. So again, their TikTok features warehouse girls dancing, packing orders, showing how they style their fits. It's fun and it's lighthearted and it works. Second one is Jazz Handmade. So again, her team showing crafting, fulfilling orders. They also do, I think, Fit Check Friday. So they show what they're showing, what they're wearing on a Friday. They've just launched, I think, a couple, campaigns with other brands as well. And it makes you feel like you're watching art being made, I guess, not just a product being pushed out to you. And it makes you feel connected to them because they're real people.
And the thing is, you'll actually find that in the B2B space, you know, this actually doesn't happen very often. You know, it seems to be more in the kind of, you know, direct-to-customer e-commerce type of scenarios. But, you know, if a lot of B2B companies actually jump on this kind of way of working, you know, they would see a massive increase in their...
Yeah, and our B2B business that does this so amazing is Semrush. Semrush's new, I don't know if he's new. I think he is fairly new, like a couple months or maybe a year or something. Their content creator is absolutely amazing. He makes so much funny and relatable TikToks. That just make you laugh, you like, you comment, and it's relatable to, you know, other digital marketers that need to use that. So if you're watching, you're amazing and we love you. I definitely love his stuff that he posts.
But, you know, all being said, though, Chloe, you know, for any business going out to do this, they need to make sure that they've got a strategy in place, because there's a lot of risks and challenges that need to be considered. And the first one would be brand consistency. You know, so when you've got like multiple people within the company all posting different things, you know, they might have their own personal tone and message, and the messages can then vary and confuse the audience, you know. So you need to make sure that the brand consistency remains consistent.
And I think that also comes down to hiring people who, you know, have the same values with you, the same somewhat lifestyle as you as well. Yeah. Because, you know, if you're like, say, Jazz Handmade wants people that, you know, maybe do content creation, then they're probably going to favor somebody who's already doing that for their own personal channel over somebody who has no no platform at all.
Yeah.
And not that it's all based around followers or anything, but they want someone that's creative and already does that rather than somebody who doesn't.
That's right. And the thing is, you know, if they do get things wrong, that can then lead us into, you know, the whole reputation management scenario where, you know, that they could just end up doing something inappropriate online, you know, and it can really reflect bad on the brand.
Yeah. Especially, I feel like once you're, you know, especially in Australia, I think Australia is so bad for a cancel culture on TikTok.
Yeah.
But when, you know, when you're in the limelight, you have to be very considerate of what you're posting, what you're saying. And from a business side, you need to be very careful on who you're hiring to ensure that, you know, nothing like that can happen.
Yeah.
I guess, because people in Australia, if you do one thing wrong, they will hang you upside down and flip you around until, you know, until you've learned your lesson.
Well, the thing is, that brings us straight on to the burnout and setting boundaries when you're doing this sort of a thing, especially in the B2B space, because not everyone wants to be on camera. Not everyone is good at being on camera. You know, they can feel burnt out and, you know, pressured into always being on, if you like. By having to do this and whatever role that they are actually employed to do anyway, you know?
Yeah, and it can be a lot, like creating content and YouTube as well. It's, you know, you always have to have your makeup on, from a girl's perspective, your makeup on, you have to look good, your hair has to be nice, you have to be, you know, looking presentable. So it can be quite a lot, and especially if you're going through things in your personal life, and sometimes that can drag into work. And
that's why, like, the business needs to have clear strategies in place, you know, that provides clear brand guidelines so that they get everything from a brand perspective correct. You know, they make sure that their team knows that, you know, participation and this kind of stuff is optional, you know.
Yeah.
And if they are doing it, that they're offered media training and regular check-ins just to make sure that they're on point, and so that they can kind of grow themselves as well, you know.
Yeah.
And really just give the staff, you know, creative freedom, but just remember to set those kind of expectations, and, you know, it could be a good thing for the business.
Yeah. I definitely think it is the way that we're moving into the future, is staff being the forefront of that and creating content. But yeah, you just have to be mindful of those risks that are involved with it, because there's a lot of benefits to it.
That's right. That's right. I mean, the thing is, we've always talked about, you know, if the company that becomes, irrespective of what you do, whether B2B, B2C, DTC or whatever, that you really need to be a media company. And if you become that media company where you are, you know, sharing all this content, you're helping your customers, you're answering questions, you'll be the company that wins.
Yeah, 100%. And there's different different content that you can integrate into your marketing strategy and share with your staff as well. So you can create different content, like meet the team, day in the life, or, you know, order pecking time. There's also been content on TikTok where, I think I seen this on Fate the Label the other day actually, where another business ordered 15 shirts from them for their uniform.
Yeah.
So she looked at that saying, oh my God, why do you need 15 of the same shirts in different sizes? Ended up contacting her saying, whatever she said, and then made a video out of it and, you know, told people this is what it did, blah, 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 blah. And it, you know, brings you closer to your customers and makes them feel part of, you know, what you're doing at that time.
Yeah.
And yeah, as you already mentioned, you want to make sure that your staff know that, like, this is all you can volunteer to participate. because authenticity often gets lost when you feel uncomfortable or you feel forced to do something.
Yeah.
Well,
the thing
get
is,
those
I mean,
wins and
another thing that you can do there as well is celebrate the staff personalities, right? Because, you know, everybody's different. And here's the thing. You can have two different people tell you the same thing, but you might actually resonate with one of them more than the other. So it's really good to help team members kind of shine in their own way, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, celebrate all their, like, wins and moments, birthdays. If it's a big order day, all these little celebrations make your brand feel more human and fun. And in turn, if you have like, if your brand looks fun to work for, then you'll have people literal begging to come and work with you. And we've seen that with Remy by Riley, who recently did, they posted something saying, hey, we're looking for a content creator because I think their content creator is going on holiday or something. So they're looking for somebody to come in and just help as well. And they had so many people apply, but they also applied on TikTok. So they posted a video, created a video, and posted that, which showed their one personality, their authenticity, and their creative side. Yeah. And, you know, that's the job. So you want to showcase that, and
I think that kind of shows a lot of confidence in that as well, you know.
Yeah.
And I think if you're confident by doing things like that, you should really be pretty good at your job, eh?
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see if we could, you know, in industry, if we start using TikToks and things for people applying for jobs.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I think it does, because there's this trend going around where you pretty much, you know, you say, oh, my name's blah, 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 these are my qualifications, and it's like a fun play on, I guess, application.
Yeah.
And I also seen on TikTok as well that this, I don't know what her name is, I can't remember, I don't follow her, but she did a cold call for a sales position.
Yep.
And obviously in sales, you have to cold call people. So she cold called the company and said, hey, sorry for the cold call, but, you know, I'm interested in this job. I'd love to come and apply for it. They asked a few questions and they were like, oh, okay, well, awesome. Let's get you booked in. And that just takes you that bit step next that, you know, shows you,
proactive,
that's the word I was looking for. Yeah. And, you know, you want the job because obviously you're willing to do that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, this is just a short one today. So there's some key points for you to remember. So staff-led content builds trust, connection, and engagement. And brands like Fate, Remy, Alpha Mimi, and Jazz Handmade are all growing through authentic people first content. So they're people that you can bounce off and watch their content and maybe see how you can implement some of that into your own business. And with the right boundaries and systems, the risk management can be managed and the rewards can be huge for your business. So I want you guys to go look at your content. Are you hiding the people behind your brand? Choose one staff member, maybe highlight highlight them this week and see what happens. Obviously, with their consent, and they're happy to do that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we'll see you on the next one. Bye, guys.